Ramble.
Hey guys, so for the next 4 weeks, we're going to be doing the Smosh Summer Games Apocalypse Takeover on the Smoshcast. That means we went out to the desert and recorded some kick-ass podcasts with all of your favorite Smosh Summer Games members. So enjoy this next month of just crazy good times with all of my favorite people. Enjoy. It literally is over 100 degrees outside. We're just getting so gross. So it actually totally works out that this is our theme, because the grimier you look, the more you look the part.
We Blew It was a shit show, and I kind of knew it was, which is why we called it We Blew It. We weren't planning for it. Defy didn't want to do it. It just was what it was. Now we get to do it for real.
They shellacked your toenail?
Yeah, so that it would start to grow at the same time. And it took like years, but actually my toenail is now one toenail now.
I just made a joke because I said the Wild West catering people were racist.
That's bitching!
Well, they gave more food to keep
them. You're literally the words
bows.
Out of your mouth. Oh my god, Ian. The words out of your mouth right now.
Summer games.
Table games.
Apocalypse.
Apocalypse.
It's a Summer Games Apocalypse podcast with Ian Heacox and Matt Rob and Mariko Takahashi.
Dude, you should take that on the road. That was good.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. You might be wondering, for those of you that are watching, why we look so fucked up. That is because we are kicking off the Smosh Summer Games
Apocalypse.
So all month long, we're bringing summer games back, baby.
Woo.
And it's apocalypse theme. It's great. We're out here in the desert.
It's 115 degrees.
Cooking our asses off. That is why we are so freaking shiny right now. We just got done shooting our intro. What does that say? Best ref?
It says best ref. It says best ref.
So Matt Rob got a tattoo.
This I got a tattoo that says best ref.
Best ref.
And it's legit.
Yeah.
It's real.
But we actually have a new ref. We brought Stevie.
Yeah.
Everyone's favorite character from Smosh lore.
Stevie is in it.
We'll see how long he's able to keep up the Stevie.
Well, we had him do Stevie once, and he just almost blacked out. So
yeah, okay.
We're going to keep it going.
Yeah. He's like, how long do we have to keep doing this?
I was like, forever, Stevie.
But it's now canon. Stevie makes it to the apocalypse.
Right. That's right. He survives like a cockroach. He did it. Yeah. He's like a bad penny, that Stevie. Yeah. No, Ryan is officially a Summer Games ref. So he gets to jump into the fray with Sarah and I and see who officially is the best ref. It's me. But he could try.
For those of you that don't know what Summer Games is, this is something we love to do every single year. Last year got a little boned because Defy was like, we want more money. And we couldn't deliver on that. So that's why we did. We Blew It.
I feel like if you look at the timeline of things, like you could tell the writing was on the wall at Defy. If you watch We Blew It, you're like, oh, Summer Games is a week long and it's not very good. And you kind of just
$75 to make it.
You guys shot it in a park somewhere. It was like, yeah, no, we know. We know. I had to fight to make that thing happen.
Yeah.
And they gave us, I think it was, we got down to an eighth of our regular budget to make it work.
Yeah, and then like some of the things didn't even work.
Yep, we had a giant inflatable Velcro wall, and they brought us suits, and the suits were so small you didn't fit in them. And I was like, well, Wes can't wear this.
You can wear it on one leg.
Yeah, exactly.
You can just tape several suits onto Wes.
Exactly, yeah. Just duct tape Wes. It was a shit show.
Yeah.
We Blew It was a shit show, and I kind of knew it was, which is why we called it We Blew It. We're like, let's just own it, man. Let's just call it what we know, like... We messed up. We weren't planning for it. Defy didn't want to do it. It just was what it was. So
yeah,
now we get to do it for real,
dude. Yeah, we did it for real. We secured the bag, as they say, as the cool kids say.
Who says? Wait, what bag?
I don't. The bag is the money. We snatched that bag.
That's right.
Is this like the bread? Do we get the bread?
Yeah, we got the bread.
We got the bread.
We got the bread.
Bread has been gotten.
We cooked the bread. We put it in the bag, and we secured the bag.
We got them steaks.
Steaks.
I'm trying to be cool.
I just don't know why I think you were the one that pitched Apocalypse, Matt.
Yeah.
You know, we were like, okay, yeah, what's like awesome theme. Where do you go in the summer to do an apocalypse thing? Oh, the desert. You know, the hottest place you could possibly go in the summer.
Yeah, I literally, so we drove out here today. So this is technically the end of day one for us of five.
Yeah.
So things could go awry. We have no idea. You might not even be seeing the summer games. Who knows at the end of the week. As we were driving out here, it hit me. I was like, oh, apocalypse, desert, hot. Like up until then, it's literally just been like stats on a piece of paper. And then I'm like,
It's also hot with layered clothing to make it look apocalyptic. Plus, like eyeliner. All the boys have eyeliner on this time around.
Yes, except for me. I refuse to put eyeliner on.
This is natural.
It doesn't make any sense. The apocalypse, why do they wear layers? Everyone should just be in thongs. It doesn't make any sense. It's just warmer.
I don't think that's... If you see people that live out in the desert, they don't walk around in thongs.
They should.
They kind of stay fully covered because the sun is a real son of a bee.
Eventually, your skin becomes clothes. Mm. It becomes just full-on leather.
Just leather.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, trust me. I've seen plenty of that. I live in Los Angeles.
Yeah, yeah.
That's vegan, though, right?
Human skin is vegan. Yeah. we're stoked. I'm so excited, man. It's day one. We just shot the trailer, which everyone has seen at this point.
Yeah, if you guys haven't seen that, like, go right now.
Pause the pod. If you're driving, pull over.
Pull over.
Pull up youtube.com/smirch and go and watch the trailer, because it's there. But if you're here, you probably watched it already.
Yeah. We're super happy with all the competitions that we have planned. Don't know yet, I guess. I guess I shouldn't say we're super happy with it yet, because this could be a complete disaster. And you guys will have to watch to find out just how much of a clusterfuck.
It'll be on brand, though. A disaster, apocalypse, end of days. What if it's just like halfway through, we just stopped?
Yeah.
The actual apocalypse happened. We stopped.
We literally lost
it.
A third of our people to malaria and jaundice.
I feel like
pulling that out.
Summer games, though, there's always something that happens. You know, like somebody's passing out from the heat, or somebody gets hives. Somebody gets chucked by, you know, a giant man on our team, Wes.
Jovan jumps on Wes's back and almost separates his spine. Yeah.
So Hinky sustains a small injury and has to go home so he can play Overwatch.
It wasn't to play Overwatch. He got sick. He was on antibiotics.
Uh-huh.
But that sad walking away shot is one of my most proudest moments that I've ever gotten.
Real talk, that sad walking away shot was probably one of the most beautiful things we've ever shot.
I wish it would have gotten real popular and viral and memed out, you know?
Yeah. Would have been great.
It could still happen.
That's true. Put it out there in the world.
What video is that even on? Because Hinky did not know that we filmed him walking away.
He didn't. He was just getting picked up.
Like, you just saw him walking away and you're like, wow, that looks
my phone.
That looks really sad. And so you recorded it.
I think it was the finale, because I think he was in everything but the finale. So we're like, and Hinky.
No, Hinky left after the first day.
Did he?
Yeah, it was it was day two. Remember. He was out.
Well, we wanted him here, but he's in Italy doing Italian things.
I know, dude. He's posting so many pictures of food, and it's making me so jelly.
While we're out here eating dust.
Yeah, he's taking pictures of architecture, and I'm like, oh, cool, old shit. I like that. Show me more. I've been following his stories pretty intensely.
He's having a good time. He needs a vacation. Dude's working a lot.
Oh yeah,
he needs a vacation.
Yeah.
But we wanted to have him, but in lieu of a Sohinky, we've got Kimmy, our pal Kimmy, who you've seen in a bunch of sketch stuff.
Yeah.
She's jumping in the fray. A new challenger appears, which is cool.
Kimmy's joining the brawl.
The battle.
The battle.
She's joining the battle. She's stepping up for Apocalypse. She might not make it. She might die by the end. We don't know.
That's true.
You may never see Kimmy again
it
after Apocalypse.
It takes guts to get in this, man, because it's the conditions are crazy, but we're all really competitive.
Yep.
And then you put cameras in front of you, and people do crazy things, just unexpected, weird things.
Mm-hmm.
And now Kimmy's jumping right in.
Well, that's what happens when you put 12 attention whores in front of a camera. we're all gonna be vying for that, ultimate shot.
Yes. That's well, because we've taught you that moments are the biggest thing in summer games. Everybody gets your moment. So it's now you have 12 people being like, but also this, but what about this? And at the exact same time.
Let me snap my arm.
Yeah, look
here.
At this. Jovan's like, I'm gonna suck a toe. It's like, no one's asking you to suck a toe, man.
He actually did ask to suck a toe.
Multiple times.
Yes.
Yeah.
He thinks that's gonna be his moment.
Yeah. Cause we all had a pre-pro meeting, which I missed because I was sick. But I was in on the conference call, and I heard Jovan go because you guys are listing out punishments for the celebrity punishment shootout that we're doing.
Zombie celebrities.
We're
not really shooting celebrities.
I did see a Fabio out there, and it brought me back to the old Smosh days. But Jovan was like, oh, yeah, we could, like, suck a toe. Like, I'll suck a toe. It's like, Jovan, nobody.
Completely unsolicited. No one asked him to. He's just going to do it.
Yeah, he forgot that it's a punishment.
Yeah.
He just thought it was just a voluntary thing.
This is my moment. I was like, no, buddy, no. Yeah. It's fun.
We'll find out if he does it.
It's true, yeah. That's very true.
I think we should figure out who's got the grossest toe and then make him suck that toe.
Well, it's your toe, right? This was discussed on the travel vlog, which will that have been out at this point?
Probably not yet.
We filmed a travel vlog, all of us crammed into a van. Jovan was very adamant that you have the grossest toes,
Mari. So I definitely used to, because I have lost my big toe so many times.
My toenail, sorry. Where do you find it? I lost it. There it is.
You a lizard?
Yeah.
It's just attachable. No, I've lost my toenail so many times that at some point it split in half so that it would grow at different times.
No.
Yeah, and so I
had a bipolar toenail.
Had to have recovery, basically, and have shellacked and whatever they put on there.
They shellacked your toenail?
Yeah, so that it would start to grow at the same time. And it took years, but actually my toenail is now one toenail now.
Is it a beautiful baby toenail?
No.
It's like a giant toe with a tiny little toe.
Yeah.
Well, now you're on WikiFeed, so it all worked out.
Yeah, and my WikiFeed grade is pretty good. 4.8 out of 5.
You know, to be honest, I don't think I've ever seen a bad WikiFeed score. I feel like everybody that's on WikiFeed, people are like, 5 stars.
Add me right now. It's going to be bad.
I don't know, man, because I feel like people that are in defeat and, you know,
took a turn.
Yeah, well, you know, let it happen.
Okay.
Let's talk about feet.
Sure.
I feel like people that are into feet, I don't know if they're into beautiful, perfect feet. Like, I think some of them like it gross and dirty.
Oh, they must. Know. Oh, that means is that why mine is so high? Because I've got some photos out there where my feet are duct taped together and bloody from my dancing days.
And they rated that up.
Yeah, I mean, it's upvoted.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's up there.
Yeah.
I'm hitting that niche. I got you, fam.
They're like, I like a girl with battle scars.
Yeah.
I don't like this anymore.
Sorry, let's get back to Smosh Summer Games.
Thanks.
Smosh Summer Games!
So,
feet!
So, Matt, you, this was sort of your brainchild from the beginning. Like, Smosh Summer Games in general,
if you go
all the way back to the Beach House Smosh Summer Games, that was sort of your brainchild. It was you and Joe?
It was Joe and I together. Yeah. So the reason why we came up with it was because at the time, the squad and games were literally on the opposite corners of the building. Like there was games was as far away from squad as possible. And we'd wander over and be like, hey, what's your name? I'm Courtney. It was like, cool, I'm Joe. And we would wander over and play. But Joe and I were I would be the one over there a lot. Joe would be over there, one over here. And I was like, this is so dumb. We're all under the same brand. And this is part of the reason why in the new Smosh, where everything's under one roof. Mm-hmm. But we're like, we got to do something to get people to like each other. Like, what do we do? And I was like, we should just go out and do something. And I was like, well, why don't we, if we're going to do it, let's film it. Let's go and do a thing. So we decided, I knew somebody who owned the Snapchat House. At the time, it was the Snapchat House.
Ooh.
And the Venice Beach House. I think if you even go down to Venice, it's a bright blue. Is it still blue? I think it's still blue. Bright blue house on Venice Beach. Gorgeous. And they're like, yeah, if you guys want to film here, go for it. So I was like, cool. What do we want to do? And I was like, let's just do a bunch of MTV Beach House, summer competition-y stuff. I was like, that's rad. That's awesome. I know how to shoot in the beach. We've done it before. Let's do it. And we came up with it, and it became, this biggest thing we've ever done.
Yeah.
And it blew up, and it was stupid fun. And I think going back to that competition, there were things that went awry. People got hurt. I think Noah got in a car accident. Stuff that was happening left and it was every single summer games has had something go on wrong.
It was so weird to think the first one was done out in the public.
Yeah.
And there were just people just kind of standing around because it's on Venice Beach.
If you watch the wet t-shirt contest, we're literally just standing there. People are just watching us.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're in a driveway.
Yeah.
We're just right on the sidewalk of Venice Beach. So there's thousands of tourists that go through there a day.
Mm-hmm.
And And there, here we are doing a wet teacher contest.
No
but
shame.
It's all the men.
Yes.
And we're just being
dumb.
Dumb. And these people are like walking by like, ooh, what's this? Some great big Hollywood movie. I see a guy with a boom pole. This must be a big Hollywood movie. And then they come up there and it's Joven rubbing his nipples while he's getting sprayed with water.
Uh-huh. Yep. It's quality content.
Yeah.
And it was also like back then we had a crew. I think it was like 2 cam ops and a sound guy. And now to think that like Wild West and even this, we have like a crew of like 30 people. Like it's become this massive thing. And like, I think camp, we didn't know what it was going to be. Camp, we were just kind of like, I knew somebody that ran like a Jewish summer camp. And like, they were like, it's closed. Like, do you guys want to come out here? And I was like, it's got lodging. It's got everything that we need. Like, it's a cool way to get out there and do a thing. And like, it's also bonding. We can like do stuff together. And then it was great. It was awesome. And then Wild West, we're just like, burn all the money. It was just the most expensive thing I've ever directed. It was an intense thing. We shot a 12 and a half hour long fight scene.
Yeah.
It was intense.
The fight scene was over the top.
Yes.
In terms of like, because we were so rushed for production on the actual games. Like, I know, like, you guys watching the games, you're like, oh, yeah, it's like, you know, they just shot it, whatever. But it's like, it's a mad dash from one game to the next in order to get it all before sundown.
Yes.
Also, we're, like, doing it legally, so you could only shoot for 12 hours.
Yep. Barry broke her hand, had to go to the ER.
Yep.
That's right. I didn't break it. It was close to, but, yeah.
You got a bone spur? Was it a bone spur? Is that what they found
out? It was just a really bad contusion.
Contusion, yeah. That's right.
Ooh. No, but, you know, I do think that the fact that it started with team building, and then as soon as we did it, we're like, God, it's always the best thing that we do all year. And we get to see each other in different lights, and, you know, like, we get to basically have a slumber party.
Yep.
It's just whatever you guys see on videos where we're just like getting along so well, it's because we spend so much time outside of being on film. Mm-hmm. And we get to actually spend time out of the office. Nowadays, it's a little bit different. Yeah. We're actually in the same place, which is great.
Yes.
But before, like Matt was saying, it was just like we were divorced before we ever had a chance to get married.
Yeah. We were just totally, we were like living in a duplex. We had no idea who the other people were, how to do it. Like, we got to know each other by rolling around on the beach or cramming ourselves into a sleepaway camp bunk situation. Or
my favorite.
Or the so Big Bear House is actually my favorite. Big Bear House was so much fun, man.
Yeah, I know. I missed out on a deal of that because...
That's right, you didn't stay over.
Yeah, I know, because we were shooting...
movie.
We were like in the middle of Smosh the Movie.
Yeah.
On the first winter, and that was like... It was so dumb, like, our workaround was like, oh, yeah, Anthony and I will watch replays and comment on that, because that's what people want to see. They want to see us react to what's happening.
And we'll make it look like it all happened in the same house, and we'll make it look like we didn't shoot it in Beverly Hills.
Yeah,
and
it did not, was not shot the same place.
Yeah.
And it was all pre-recorded. We just watched everything that you guys did and then reacted to it. It was a dumb workaround to get us in there, but it got us in there, I guess.
Yeah.
And then... Should we talk about the vegan caterers the second time?
Oh, yeah.
So
I've never had an issue with the catering. You guys have bitched every single time, and it's kind of one of my biggest trips.
I've never complained.
Bull. That is a lie. You literally complained about Wild West. You complained about mushrooms. You just bitched about the Wild West catering. Like 2 weeks ago, you bitched.
Well, no. I just made a joke because I said the Wild West catering people were racist.
That's bitching. That's exactly what bitching is.
Well, they gave more food to Keith. You're literally Keith and the
words
Bose.
Out of your mouth. Oh my God, Ian. The words out of your mouth right now.
They could just ask for more food.
And then, they fat shamed Courtney for coming back for seconds.
Well,
they're like, you want seconds? Are you sure?
Oh, God. For the record, I have never had an issue with any of the caterers, even the year with all the mushrooms.
Look,
had no issues.
They never got us
Egg McMuffins for
breakfast. Never complained about the freaking vegan caterers. I happily ate all of that. It was not me that complained.
It's called backpacking.
I have eaten non-meat food before in my life. Some people were flipping their shit. They're like, oh God, I just need some meat.
No, I just need some meat.
And it's like, it's been 2 days.
The thing is, there was mushrooms in every single meal.
That became
the issue.
Yeah, it was weird.
But from that caterer, I discovered an almond like paste thing, like that's kind of like hummus, called bitchin' sauce.
Whoa.
And like, it is the best thing. I still eat it.
That's like my
thank you to those caterers.
Wow, yeah. Look at that. Yeah. See, she got something out of it. She's not complaining.
But the part that I missed
on the whole bonding thing was Anthony and I had to go back a night earlier to, I think at that time we were doing Ghostmates. It was like a weird thing. Like whenever like the winter games happened, it was like we were working on some other sort of project. So we had to go back a night early. We went back with the caterers. So you guys were left to your own devices on the last meal. And you guys had a meat frenzy, from what I understand.
It was a meat smorgasbord. We went to the Ralph's. Remember this?
Yeah.
We went to the Ralph's.
That was one of my favorite memories.
And we just were like, we're going to cook ourselves. And it was so much fun. And we just like made steaks and put every possible meat on pizza.
Fried rice was so good.
Fried rice. We had just, the crew was cooking up. Richard, one of our cam ops,
was
just like in a natural cooking for everybody. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys talked up how amazing that was. And I was like, great. I'm glad I missed that.
Yeah, Joven talks about this memory all the time. It's one of his favorite, like,
it is.
Smosh summer or winter game memory.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a good night.
That was fun. That was really fun.
And like, it's weird because it wasn't documented in any way. You know, it's just like, it's lodged in our brains, like of what it felt like to just kind of share food with each other and just share each other's company. And
yeah, we weren't on it. We weren't 12 voices trying to clamor for a moment. It was just people hanging out and people breaking off into pairs and going to hanging out, and you hanging out and talking to people and having like deep conversations until 4 a.m. Us playing Quiplash until midnight, like just hanging out. Like it was just us just chilling, and it was exactly what it always should have been. And I think that's what we're trying to do with this summer games. I think that's really the goal. Like, I didn't want to do it in LA. I wanted to go away somewhere. And, you know, we're staying overnight 2 nights, which is rad. And it's a 5-day, 6-day shoot with a break in between. But like, I'm hoping that it's exactly what it should be.
Yeah. It's that shared experience of like, everyone's hot. Everyone's, you know, like miserable, but getting through it together. And that's the thing. Everyone pulls through. Like, everyone does their best every single time. And I think that's so cool.
And I think when you suffer a little bit, those tend to be the most memorable things. Like,
agreed.
Sometimes when you suffer a little bit more, it makes the moment a little bit sweeter. Yeah. So we got a pool at the hotel, right?
That's what I'm told.
Dude, I'm jumping straight into that
pool. Yeah, I feel like I'm just made of dust at this point. I kind of just want to just sit in the pool and just pull like a Matrix and just lay back and like just let the water consume me.
You know what it's going to look like when we jump into that pool? We're going to look like bath bombs. Like, have you ever dropped a bath? Like, all of our sunscreen and our sweat and our
hopefully we'll shower before we get in the pool.
I'm just bolting straight in.
Okay.
I'm not even going to dive. I'm just going to run. And I'm just going
like
to run
tiny
until,
fists and
yeah,
run. Yeah.
Until I just submerge.
This is why I don't like public, like, pools of water, because it's gross.
It's at a Best Western.
People don't shower before they get in. I think it's very rude coming from.
But this is the Best Western.
Yeah. Not the mediocre Western. Yeah. Not the worst Western.
Somebody was calling it the Great Western today, and over, and I'm like,
I'm going to guess that was Joven.
It might have been.
Yeah, I'm going to guess.
It's I'm going to go out on a lark. But I'm pretty sure it was.
The Great Western.
The Great Western. I'm like, it's not the Great Western. I think it's the Best Western.
Yeah. I'm excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be able to hang out, enjoy ourselves.
Why are you taking your gloves off, Matt?
It's because they're leather, and I'm hot.
Put them back.
No. No, I'm sweating a little bit as well. And these are, like, strange, like, half gloves. I was telling Matt earlier, this is, like, the thong of gloves, because it doesn't cover everything.
Yes.
But it's
yes.
stylish.
Well, and they're, like, driving gloves. They're only covering the grippy part.
No, I thought they were choking gloves, because this is where the neck
would
go.
Sure.
Oh. Wait, what kind of choking are you...
What
kind of choking are you doing?
No, I'm not even doing it. I'm talking about it. What kind of choking are you talking about? Next subject.
So, Matt, you've planned these Smosh Summer Games every year.
Yeah.
How is this one different from the past years?
In terms of what? In terms of the content we're doing? I mean, I feel like this is definitely, we're we're plussing up the competitions to a degree. Like, I think there are some callbacks. I mean, at this point, everyone's seen the trailer, so everyone's seen what competitions we're doing. We've got this zombie shootout, which is going to be rad. It's a mini crossbow. I feel like we probably can't go any further than that. That's the closest to an actual weapon I feel like we've used. Like, we've done, like, a shooting gallery BB gun. We've done bow and arrow. I think we did curling. What did we do last year?
We did curling.
Oh, punishment scuba last year. That's not a weapon. This year, I mean, it is if you don't wear a scuba snorkel. But this year, I think we're doing, it's going to be crossbow. It's going to be cool. It's going to be really ridiculous. Jovan will suck a toe, maybe. Or this whole bit will be lost if it doesn't happen.
Lucky. Yeah,
Jovan's going to suck a toe whether or not a cam is on.
It's just going to be his Instagram.
Yeah, he's just going to be sucking toes.
I think the big difference between this games and the other games is like just the fact that we're in complete control. You know what I mean? Like, for the first time ever, like, we don't have a company or a CCO or someone we have to, like, answer to or, like, pitch these things to. Like, it feels to me like summer one, where we're just out there, like, let's give it a shot. And, like, look, if we get all the competitions, rad. If we have to shoot something back in LA, cool, we'll figure it out. Like, it just feels like it's ours. Like, it's really cool. And, like, you know, at this point, the trailer would have launched at VidCon, and I'm really excited to see how that goes.
Yeah.
Our goal is to try to have a complete blackout.
Complete blackout.
No one knows anything until the 11th of July when we show the trailer to the world. Who knows if that's going to happen?
Yeah, let's hope somebody doesn't Tom Holland it.
Yeah.
Who's our Tom Holland?
Everybody. Yeah. We have 12 Tom Hollands.
It depends. Like, the people slip up in different ways. I would say, I feel like Jovan would just let it slip in some sort of like live stream or something. He's like, oh yeah, the summer games. Blah, 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 blah.
I'm now nervous on set because I can control everybody. He's like, what are you doing? Like, literally, like, oh no, what'd you
do?
Did we
tell Soinky?
Not to do it?
Yeah.
No. But if nobody knows it's happening.
But he knows
don't
we're out
put
here.
That in my head. I don't know, man. He's in Italy. I can't
go text him.
Him
right now.
But you have to say it in Italian.
Don't do it. stop it. But it's crazy the fact that, like, we have this social media blackout. Like, it's kind of nuts the fact that we're like, nobody spoil it. Nobody do it. We'll see if it happens. Yeah. I'm excited to see if it goes through.
Because this is a month. We're about a month away.
3 weeks.
Like, when we're recording this. Oh, yeah. 3 weeks. Okay,
3 weeks.
Yeah. So, which is a lifetime on the internet.
It is. It is. And I'm more worried, like you said, about everybody going back home and be like, that was fun. It's like, hey, I'm on social. Yeah, we just shot Summer Games. Like, no, that's not what I wanted. Don't do that.
People are going to be like, oh, you're so tan. Where did you go?
Yeah.
Mm. How are the teams picked? Because well, look, so in the first years, it was like dodgeball. Where you just sit there with the captains pick the people that they think are the best, and then you end up with a couple sad people at the end that people don't want to pick.
Yeah.
Olivia.
And Jovan. And Jovan. I think Jovan was picked last every year.
But that's more for a bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And nobody wants Olivia because they were worried that you would crush her. And well, then you got sucked into the butt,
yeah.
Right?
No, Olivia.
I sucked her into the butt.
Okay, this is gonna make no sense to people that don't know about that was the first Summer Games where Mari was pulling. So basically, like,
it was tug of war with a giant inflatable in between. And because it was two people pulling each other, you had to try to get like a ball and a net.
Yep.
But there was the same bungee, and in between was just basically like
a tube,
an inflatable tube that looked kind of like a butthole.
It was a butthole.
Yeah.
A giant's butthole. And Mari, and I mean, at this time, like, you have been rock climbing. Like, you've been rock climbing for years. You got some muscle. And Olivia is a little stick thing. And what happened was, once we, you know, blew the whistle, you just immediately started dragging her, and she couldn't even fight back. And you basically just sucked her into that butthole.
Yeah.
Completely.
And she went Miss Prime.
Yeah. She went to the upside down.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she stayed in that butthole for the entire game. I don't even think she ever came out.
No. Olivia's never been the same.
Yeah.
She came out different.
She did.
For sure. She's just like, I saw stuff. No, that was, yeah.
It was darkness.
You sucked her into the butt. It was a good time. But that was the first one. That was the first year. And nobody wanted to pick Olivia because she was the smallest. And then we were right, because literally that year she got
demolished.
That's
how competitive we are.
It's true.
We're just like, we see that there's competitions up ahead, and we're like, all right, who's going to rock this one?
And we're also just mean because we always chose Jovan last just to make him
just
feel
bad. Just as a joke.
Yes. Yeah. And then we decide, I think year two, I think camp we did the team picking, but at that point, I think Joe and I were coming up with the actual teams and told you who to pick.
Yeah.
Because we wanted the balance to be right.
Yeah.
And now fast forward to today, we didn't even, we didn't pick teams. We didn't do, it was, I think last year we let it up to chance and it was a nightmare.
Yeah, we let it up to chance. And basically what it did was it put all the girls and Damien on one team. Yeah. We're like, well, we can't do this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's all girls.
Because Wes would have just thrown you across the field. So this year, I think we balanced it out. I don't know. Do you guys feel like it's stacked? I feel like it's a little stacked.
On which side?
Your side.
Really?
I don't think so.
You guys have Wes and a Shane.
Yeah, we have an Olivia.
And they have, yeah, okay, but you have a Wes and a Shane.
And we have a Joven.
But we've had a Wes-Olivia combo before, and we didn't win that winter game.
Okay.
But, and it's because of Joven, actually. He messed up the last relay.
The relay on the ice.
We were about to win.
Oh, my God.
We were so close to winning.
Oh, shoot.
And he just fumbled so bad.
Was I on that team? I think.
I can't remember if you were on that
team. No.
Oh, it was Anthony. That was Anthony.
I was on the winning team.
Yeah, that was Anthony, yeah.
Because I was like, well, they won, and then Joven just had to be an idiot.
In terms of, like, I think we actually, we managed to not do as many physical competitions this year, so yeah. I'm not as worried. There's a lot of, like, mental stuff. We have Netflix and Chill. We've got Smosh Family Feud. There's a couple different things that I think is going to balance it out.
Although we didn't have paintball and a Wes on our team.
Yeah. That's definitely where we're going to shine, for sure. Yeah. I think what we do is we do similar to what the other team did in Smosh Summer Games camp. When we did dodgeball, mm-hmm. we were like, okay, Wes is the guy we aim for and kill first.
That's true.
And the other team knew that. So then what the other team did was they put Wes far in the back so that Wes couldn't be hit. And we got demolished.
Well, I mean, if you want, I mean, we could talk strat. If you put Wes, if Wes goes out there, there's going to be three people that are seeking and three people that are defending in paintball. If you put Wes out there and he gets taken out right away, he's off the field.
That's one thing, we put Wes far and away. We have Wes run in the opposite direction, so the team all tries to chase Wes.
Yeah.
And then the rest of us sneak in there and start shooting up that base. I've already been thinking strat.
Clearly, I can see this.
Toxicity.
I mean, Wes is obviously, he's great at belly flop. Like, let's be honest.
Oh, that's when it comes so to, no.
When it comes to puns and it comes to jokes and bits, Wes is in a league of his own.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Because
we're doing the
rough
belly
one.
Flop. Well, that means Mari, like, because I think, because last year I tried to push you in.
Oh, yeah, and then I got a perfect.
Yeah, they just gave you that perfect. That
no, was I deserve that perfect.
You know, you crushed
it. And then you got minus on your team.
But I'll tell you, if you do a goddamn orca joke again, I'm going to give you zero.
I might have brought the orca.
Oh, no. It's later in the week.
He's giving you a tip right now. If you don't listen to him, I'm going to be so mad at you.
I wanted to wear the orcas again.
Dude, it's... But we're not doing the Wes Rap joke. You got to kill... Just put that on the shelf. Put the orca joke on the shelf.
I bought a different pair of swim trunks that fit the team theme color, so...
They're just green orcas.
Yeah.
Oh, no!
But then I realized, like, they weren't cheap swim trunks, but they were perfect for what I needed them for. And then I realized, like, I'm going to be jumping into a red dyed pool.
Yeah.
So,
or purple. We don't know because we haven't shot it yet.
Yeah. So I'm probably going to ruin these trunks. And I'm like,
it's fine. Everybody's going to ruin everything.
Oh, I don't have a bathing suit for that.
Yeah, you do.
I do?
I thought you did. I don't know.
Nope.
Okay, great.
Nope. I'm Marie Kondo'd, so I'm really like, I don't have a lot of clothes right now.
You have a week.
So I gotta get
I feel like you use goods. That excuse for everything. Like, I feel like three times today you've been like, I'm Marie Kondo'd, so.
So Pete's gone. Yeah.
I'm Marie Kondo'd, so I no longer have my big toe. Don't worry.
It wasn't sparking joy.
But don't worry, it'll grow back.
Yeah. I'm a lizard person.
I gotta spark that joy.
We'll get a bathing suit because it's important. It's part of the whole thing.
Maybe I'll just wear these high thigh shorts.
No, this is too. No.
And also, we need to reprise the ass picture.
Oh, yeah. We need a new ass picture.
Yeah, we missed it last year.
I forget that we rented out a water park.
Yeah.
I forget about that on a regular basis.
Yeah.
We rented out Six Flags.
Yeah.
We shut it down. That's what I was talking about. I was like, I don't like to throw around like, we spent so much money. We shut down Six Flags. Well,
what also, year was that we didn't, for?
West. No, camp. No, it was camp. It was on the way back from camp. Because it was right after the big successful camp and everyone's like, let's go all out. And we were like, all right, let's rent down a water park, I guess.
Well, also, that we didn't necessarily shut it down. They hadn't opened it up yet.
Right.
So
they opened up like four rides for us, three rides, something like that?
Yeah. The reason why I say that is because it was at the beginning of the season. They hadn't opened it up yet. So they also haven't really tested the rides yet. That slide we went down that drops you straight down. Basically, you're in this chamber.
Uh-huh.
And we did this trivia thing. It was really cool where if you got the trivia wrong, you get dropped. So you're in this chamber and then floor just drops out from under you. You drop down. One of the slides just opens up to this open air slide that drops you like, what, 8 stories?
Something ridiculous.
Just straight down.
It gave me anxiety just being up there. I didn't do it, and I wouldn't do it.
No, me neither.
Yeah.
I was like, nope, I'm doing the other one. And the other one was an enclosed tube that just like did a bunch of spirals and all these zippity-doos or whatever you want to call them. And then you land safely at the bottom. However, I think because we were there before it was really tested out, they didn't get the water quite right. Did you go down that one?
Yeah, that's the one that it shot a lot of water up my butt.
Yeah, it was the enema ride.
Yeah, it was the enema ride.
Everyone got water up their butt.
But way up there.
But it was in three different stages on this slide, because in the first third, there's very little water.
Yeah.
Like rubbing on the slide, little water. And then two-thirds of the way through, a lot of water. And you're literally drowning. Like, I could not breathe. There was water all over me. And then the last third, again, not much water. And there was one bend that I think most people that went down it shaved skin off of their elbow.
It's true.
And it took a long time. I think I still have the mark on my elbow.
That's not it. That's makeup. Yeah.
Nope.
Yep. Don't
it's
be
bleeding.
Scared.
No. It's bleeding right
from
now.
From 4 years ago.
No, but really though, like, it took the skin off of our elbows. Like, multiple people had the same exact.
Yeah, but you had fun.
I just remember my bathing suit bottom being like off, like at the end of it, and I was like, ah, and I remember there was somebody on camera. I think it was Sped. And I was like, don't look.
And he's like, zoom.
Probably.
And that was year two, because year one was the Baywatch slow-mo incident.
Oh my gosh, that was another, my junk was out.
Yeah, we had to put Sohinki's head over her crotch, because it was too
Well, and we had to blur out your nipples, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody in the editing room did that.
I believe that was Liam Kyle Sullivan.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Yes.
That was back, okay.
Because then he quit.
This is the crazy, he definitely quit. He's like, I've had to edit out her vag and her nips for 15 hours.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Because
it was also
slow
motion.
That's how you make a man quit his job.
So you had to track it. It was a lot.
Don't worry, I took over in the last 20 hours.
Oh, great.
Saved it to a personal drive. It was fine.
Yeah.
That was, it wasn't, you know, the bathing suit was very thin.
Yeah.
And I don't know where they came from, but all of us women, we wore them.
Oh, that's right, because they were supplied to you guys because it was a Baywatch scene.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they were just handed to us, and then my dumb brain was like, oh, this doesn't fit right, but you know what? Let's do a split in the air.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I jumped up. I did it all. I just exposed it all.
Yeah.
To a bunch of children on the beach. A
bunch of children. How dare you?
How dare
they
you?
All quit their jobs too.
But also backing it up, Liam Kyle Sullivan was an editor for our second channel and games, or just second channel. The guy that made Shoes, if you guys remember, like the old school internet, the guy that did Shits. Oh my God,
Shits.
And then also Cupcakes, and then all those awesome
But Shoes was what he was known
for. It blew my mind though. Like when I came in, I was like, holy shit, that's Liam Kyle Sullivan.
And he's blurring out Mari's vag. Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, time is a flat circle, I guess. It's fine.
But that was cool. He edited for us.
It was great. He was actually a really solid editor. I really liked his style. He was really good. But no bathing suits that are too thin this year. You got your own bathing suit now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear it.
We're big girls now. We pick our own.
You pick your own clothes. I don't need to buy you clothes anymore. But it's going to be fun.
I love that this year it's finally back in our hands, and it's so punk rock, and it's so rock and roll, and I feel like our outfits match that, and I love that.
Yeah.
It's very, I don't know, it's symbolic in a way.
I mean, on the plus side, because it it literally is over 100 degrees outside, and there's zero shade. It's all sun. We're up in kind of high. I mean, is this high altitude?
Not really.
No? All right. Well, it's a lot of sun. And
it's just dry. It's dry heat. It's and like we're 115.
Just getting, yeah, we're just getting so gross. So it actually totally works out that this is our theme, because the grimier you look, the more you look
it's
the
true.
Part.
It's true. Like, you can get completely sunburned and be like, nice. Yeah. Good job. You're really committed.
Yeah, it's like you got.
I mean? Your makeup starts to run a little bit. It's like, ooh, you look like you've been working on a car.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's everyone badass. Looks badass. Yeah. No, it's a good look. We definitely couldn't do like white party in the sun. Like, it wouldn't work that way. Like, it couldn't be like everyone's just shiny and bright and everyone's having a good time. It's like, no, like we'd Coachella. Be dead. Yeah, exactly. Oof. No, it can't be that. I was like, I mean, like, it's interesting because Apocalypse is where we went, because it's also a little apropos because the Smosh world ended last year. Our world ended to a degree. True. And this is our post-apocalypse.
So much symbolism. See.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's cool. I just don't know, where the hell do we go from here?
I mean, we always pitched doing like a tropical games.
Tell you what, if you work for a cruise line, or your parents work for a cruise line, hit me up.
Or if you right work now. For if you work for an airline and hotel company that yeah. that works in Hawaii, preferably Kauai.
Yeah.
Or I'll settle for Maui, but definitely not the Big Island.
I would love to go in there. I would love to do an island games or even a cruise games. We talked about cruise because cruise is perfect because it's a hotel on the water. So it's mm-hmm. like everything that we need. I'd love to do something like that. I think that it would totally hit everything that we want to do. It's not going to be too hot. It's going to be great. We can turn it into a thing.
And at least two people will get seasick.
Exactly.
Hilarious.
Yeah. And then they get to go home and we have a sad video of them on a boat going back to shore. To the Incredible Hulk theme. Yeah.
And only five people get norovirus.
Noro?
Norovirus.
Nora?
It's a foodborne illness.
Oh.
You gotta wash your hands all the time.
Everybody wash your hands. Everybody wash your hands. Yeah. I think that's where I want to go next. If we can get it, because it's expensive. We always talk about tropical games. That's an expensive trip.
It is very expensive. Mm-hmm. So if you're McDonald's out there and you got some money to throw at us and you also got connects in Hawaii, preferably Kauai or Maui.
I mean, we're not particular. If it's anywhere in Hawaii, I don't care.
I mean, if you're talking like North Shore or Oahu, I'll settle for that as well.
Dude, beggars and choosers, man. Come on, let's just go.
I'm begging and choosing.
Oh, God, this is how it doesn't happen. You'd be like, dude, we got it. We got a free trip to Hawaii. You're like, but what part?
I'll settle for Bora Bora.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I could do Tahiti, I guess.
Only if you're helicoptered in, make sure that
not
there's
Bali.
No doors on the helicopters. You want an adventure.
We talked about Catalina. We talked about doing Catalina, and then we ended up getting to do the Assassin's Creed thing in Catalina, which was kind of like it was a mini trip.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I feel like Catalina would work.
Catalina isn't tropical, though. It's just Los Angeles like, in an island.
But it looks like a cruise port, though.
Yeah.
Like, everyone is just, like, transported to, I don't know, where, like, everyone thinks that they're, like, in Jamaica or something.
We could pick we could do competitions there, like, kiss a buffalo.
Yeah. We could see the buffalo!
So that's the crazy thing. So Catalina Island is an island off of Los Angeles, and there's buffalo on the island. They didn't get there just by like nature. For some reason, Courtney just ran in here.
Hey, I'm looking for my fanny pack.
She's looking for her fanny pack.
Oh, hi, Courtney.
Hi, Courtney.
Are you done?
Yep.
She like ran in here. How was it? Did anyone die?
Yep.
Oh, all no. Right. We'll find out about that later.
Let's take a Deadpool. Who do you think died?
Damien.
Yeah,
probably. Yeah.
He
was looking pretty rough.
In the apocalypse, we all know Damien's the first to die. Like, right? Like,
yeah.
Right?
Unless he, like, bores somebody to death with his complaining.
Harsh. Whoa. I was going more in a sense that I feel like he probably couldn't fight an undead army. But yeah, no, sure. You want to really just drag him.
I think he just comes from sun damage.
No, I think Olivia would die first, to be honest. Because
she's a survivor, man. She's going to lock herself up in her car.
Nope. Because she was just complaining to me. She's going to New York for a thing for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I don't know how I'm going to... I've never gone that long without eating Chinese food.
What? There's Chinese food in New York.
Yeah, our favorite Chinese place is in New York.
Yeah. No. You realize that there's other places other than New York City that's in New York? You realize it's like a whole ass state?
What?
Yeah. Oh, where's she going?
I mean, I don't know if I'm supposed to say.
Is it like one of the
upstate?
Boroughs?
Like, there's
I think,
still Chinese
I think she's
food.
Going like into the mountains.
New York is kind kind of famous for Chinese food. All of New York State, like Queens,
you're telling
Bronx.
Me you can go to Albany and get a nice dish of Kung Pao chicken?
You pulled that, but yes.
I was going to say orange, but that's not real
Chinese
food.
That's like
American
Chinese food. Yeah.
I mean, Kung Pao chicken, probably. That's not
it'll be
probably
fine. She'll have a great time.
Mapo tofu. There you go.
She couldn't survive the apocalypse because there's no Chinese food? I feel like if anything's going to survive, it's going to be like food from a Chinese restaurant.
I'm just saying, she said she literally can't, she doesn't know if she's going to be able to survive without eating Chinese food for that long.
But you know what? She is going to survive, and then she's going to be like, oh my gosh, if I can survive this, I can survive the apocalypse.
Yes.
Mm.
This is going to be her awakening.
It's true. Yeah, I feel like she would be the one to go psycho. Like, go completely psycho in an apocalypse and, like, start, like, eating people's scalps.
I feel like that's her character. She's kind of frightening.
Yes. Yeah, she just really needs that sort of thing to just... Like, she's, like, teetering on the edge of sanity, Olivia.
She's, like, a bad day away from being a Ringu girl.
Yeah, she just needs somebody to just, like, just push her over that tip.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd go right into crazy town.
Yes. Yeah. I think if you see the trailer, like, everyone either looks like badass or like, ooh, like, that person's gonna mess you up. And then you see Olivia and you're like, oh, that's like Annabelle scary. Like, we don't want that.
Yeah. She was going for a JoJo Siwa look.
Oh.
Which I thought she nailed.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, I was like, yeah, I don't see it, but cool.
Scary.
It's scary, JoJo Siwa. It's JoJo Siwa in the apocalypse, which is actually a really great concept
that
within itself.
Yeah.
But no, I'm a fan. I'm a fan.
I'm looking at the VHSs on this.
This is a really cool, like, old production house. Like, they've got old VHSs. Kevin here was watching Mrs. Doubtfire and VHS when we came in. We got the whole group.
Are the homeowners here?
No. Like, they, in the house? They died in this house.
Are the homeowners in this house?
They died in the house.
Okay, cool. Because I was going to say this.
Wait, two people said it. Now I'm.
I just wanted to make sure that they weren't in the house, because I'm going to say this house is a little methy.
Are you saying messy in a cute way?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's very
methy.
It's very
I like
methy.
How methy it is here. It's super methy. It's like, are you all of a sudden cute? Like, what the hell just happened? How is a house methy?
There's a vibe, you know? There's a certain malaise.
Is this like the caterers are racist moment again? Are you just on a hill that you're about to die on?
The caterers were racist.
They were not racist.
They were racist.
Wrong.
I'm making a little bit of a goof. They weren't racist, but they did
consistently
give more food to Keith and Bose.
Maybe they were nicer to them.
No, I was nice as fuck to them.
Oh,
all right.
I was so nice.
I feel like you were already giving off these vibes. And
I was
then
so
they're
nice.
Like,
and
nope,
it was already a Wild West type of an area, and you already had that cowboy hat. Maybe you're just giving off a racist vibe.
Dude, I just look scary.
Yeah, maybe you were giving off.
Yeah, you were wearing a black hat.
Oh, that could have been it. You chose the wrong one.
Oh, yeah.
Dumb. Anyway.
See, now you don't get your cornbread.
We're going into the catering this time. Almost every year, I've had the caterers come and do a taste test, which is my favorite part of summer games.
You didn't have one this year?
No. No, I didn't.
Do we have caterers? Or
we
just like...
No, we have caterers. Oh, we already did lunch, which was sandwiches, so whatever.
Sammy's.
Oh, we're doing dinner tonight and tomorrow night. I have no idea. I think it's like Mexican one night and barbecue the other. I'm excited because that's rad. I think it's
like
two different
Mexican
catering
food.
Companies.
Yeah, they brought quite a spread today because they brought chips and salsa and fruit.
Yeah.
And sandwiches. And the juices from all of those things were leaking into the other things that I had on my plate. So I had like salsa pineapples and pineapple sandwiches.
Dude, you just opened up a new fusion restaurant, man.
Yeah, I'm not into it. Not into it.
It's just trash fusion. It's like, do you like watermelon and salsa and dried chips and sandwiches of turkey? Come on in.
Sandwiches of turkey?
Yeah,
do you like mustard melon? That's where we put mustard all over a cantaloupe. Cantaloupe's a melon, right?
Sure.
All right.
If you want it to be.
You need one of those like kid plates that separate things.
I know.
That's
I so
need,
need that. I need to be treated like a child as much as possible.
We've done it for 10 years. We're getting there.
Good.
No, I'm excited. I think it's going to be good food. I haven't tried anything out, so people might get sick. We found people out here.
Yeah.
So that's also exciting.
We're out in the middle of the desert, by
the way. Middle of nowhere.
We're in the middle of nowhere. There's cell reception spotty. If one of us dies, or is at risk of dying, it's very unlikely we'll be able to call emergency services.
No, there's a hospital within 30 minutes. I had made sure that we checked. I don't know if it's a regular hospital or an animal hospital, but it is a hospital.
It's a hospital.
It says hospital, so that counts. They
it's
have
one of those backwoods hospitals where they're just like, I got a cut, and they just bring out the bone saw.
Yeah,
and just
you're going to lose it.
Take it off. Take it off of the shoulder.
I'm excited. It's really rad. Everything looks cool. Tomorrow, I'll probably hate my life because it'll be the busiest day I think we have. Tomorrow, yeah. Tomorrow, we've got Netflix until at the end of that day. Tomorrow is
Punishment
Zombie Shootout, which will be exciting. That's using live ammunition, which is cool.
I'm going to try to do my no look with a
live. Dude, no.
Why? No, dude. Why? Crossbows are like actual like weapons.
And like the bolts are sharp.
In California, you go to an archery range or like a place that sells archery stuff, they won't let you use the crossbow to try it out. You have to physically like bring it home to buy it, and then you can come back. Because
it could pierce a human skull.
You know what I realized? Way back in the day on an Ian is Bored, we did a video where we went to a shooting range with like real live handguns, and I don't really remember. None of us had ever shot guns before, or no, maybe I had shot maybe once or twice, and then our friend Rass had maybe shot once or twice. But I don't think they really checked to make sure we knew what we were doing, and we just like
Sacramento.
We just like took the camera into the shooting range, and we were just shooting guns. And there was like one part where our friend, like, she shot for the first time, and then she was like really excited, and she turned back to us with the gun with her finger still on the trigger. And I didn't even realize that until like later on. I think all the comments were like, you know, going crazy. I was like, Jesus. So it can't be that irresponsible.
No, but I don't think that's a very good measuring stick.
No, it's a terrible measuring stick.
It's like we're not pointing live guns at each other. It's like, okay, but still don't do it.
Well, are there going to be people running out around in the firing range?
No, but what if you're like no looking and the bolt gets loose and you turn and it ricochets and hits somebody in the face?
See, you're just talking crazy nonsense.
I have to worry about this shit.
Yeah, for insurance purposes.
Yeah, I have to worry about this
shit. You want the record.
Anyway, we're shooting that. And then I believe we're doing Dead Light, Green Light, which is our zombie Red Light, Green Light.
You know what's so weird about that? Was like four of us, when we were all pitching ideas, there was like four of us that had a Red Light, Green Light idea.
That was interesting.
And then you kind of took it and mashed it all together.
I just put everything together. Yeah. I was like, we're going to do music and zombies and everyone's out there. It'll be fun. We'll have a good time with it. Dead Light, Green Light is rad. And then Smosh Family Feud, which Sarah's very excited about because she gets to watch you guys talk shit about each other.
I hear there's going to be some tea spilt.
Spilling the tea. So yeah, if you guys want to throw your friends under the bus to get the points.
We're great at doing that.
Oh, man. I'm scared. Because I don't know. Yeah, man. I don't know what you guys have planned for that.
I mean, it's going to be questions like who's the hottest, who's the most irresponsible, who would die first, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you got to see who your team will vote for. So you got to know your team really well.
Okay. Hottest temperature-wise?
Nope.
Okay. Because I was going to say Damien. Because he was already sweating and hot in the van ride to summer games.
And he's a warm boy. That's why he got the blue hair to cool off. Yeah. He thinks it's a psychological thing. Doesn't work.
Yeah, doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
Sub-zero powers, go! What's the most physically challenging like thing?
Probably catch your meal.
Catch
your meal.
Yeah.
Yeah, catch your meal.
Which
where
is
we
just dinner every night.
Yeah, every night you got to go out and try to catch one of them jackrabbits in the desert.
Oof.
No, I think we're gonna be launching. I think the way. So Brittany, our graphic designer, was the one that pitched this one, and I really liked it, so we ran with it. She just kept going slippery snakes. I was like, okay, but we're like, what is it? She's like, slippery snakes. You throw slippery snakes. I was like,
Brittany, our graphic designer, is the master of pitches.
She is. She's really good at pitches.
Really good and bad.
Yeah, well, no.
She tosses out insanity
but it's
all
great,
the time. Because
after working with all you guys, like, it's my job to take that and filter it into a way where I was like, okay, we could actually do something with this. Like, that's what those pitch meetings are. I'm never going to get a fully baked idea. Like, no one's going to come to the table and like, here it is. Four of you are going to come with half of an idea, and I have to kind of merge it into one. No, but it's basically we take rubber snakes and rubber reptiles and stuffed animals, and we dunk them in, I guess, baby oil or some kind of grease.
Lube.
Maybe lube. Lube is not as slippery as baby oil, as we've learned in previous years.
Is this true?
And then we're going to launch it with a catapult, and you guys have to run and catch it. It's kind of like last year's water balloon.
We got to figure out a way to break Lasercorn's face again.
That's right. Yeah, it was an epic moment. Yeah. He got a trophy for it.
And he earned it.
Yeah. He did earn it.
He earned it with his face.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited. That'll be a lot of fun. Yeah, we always forget about the awards, too. It's always one of those things that we always forget. It's like, oh,
do
yeah, that's
awards
right.
This year?
We do
have
awards.
I love the trophies every year. Mm-hmm. They're so cool.
Yeah, we kind of remember the last second.
Yeah.
Literally last second, because Matt and I were driving to the WWE event.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were talking about the belly flopper, and he was like, yeah, then we're going to do awards right after that. Oh, shit.
And I'm like calling Garrett, and I'm calling Sarah. I was like, we are come up with awards.
Yeah.
No, but it worked out. And actually, good. We came up with some really good ones. It's going to look very apocalyptic. Our art designer was like, I love this idea. I'm into it. So she's running with it.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be cool. I'm excited.
I want my most epic award from Smosh Summer Games Camp. I never got it.
It was all of them have sat on my desk for the last 6 years.
I didn't see it there.
I don't know where they went when the fire went under. I feel like we took them.
People might have just taken them or burned them or pissed on them.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's what happened with everything at the Defy office when it closed down. It either got stolen, broken, or pissed on.
Here's my dream that like 5 years down the line, we watch an episode of Storage Wars and somebody wins like a mysterious storage and they open it up and they get it for like $500 and it's all of our junk in there.
Yeah.
And it's just everything. It's costumes from like 7 years ago. It's like
you
random
wouldn't even
trash.
Know if it was it's ours like, or not.
It would contain our trophies. All right,
fine. That's fair.
And it's
sure.
like 50 DeBlizzard shirts.
Yes.
It's
like,
no, it'd be the Harambe, the Snow Rambe shirts that nobody wanted. Yeah.
Yeah. That is my dream. Please, someone
stop
bid on
hitting
it.
The
banging
table.
The table.
I just want to know that it's very intense. This
She's
is my
passionate,
dream
man.
Come true.
She's passionate.
Storage Wars. Smosh.
So I guess you know we're coming up on our time.
Hmm?
Do you have any predictions? Any sort of predictions? What's going to happen?
Real life predictions or in game predictions?
Lottery ticket.
Oh, 7:34.
No, don't tell everybody.
Sorry, that
was our secret.
Sorry.
Smosh Summer Games predictions. Any Smosh Summer Games predictions? What team do you think is going to take home the bacon?
You guys.
So you think it's going to be Toxicity?
You guys are
home.
Stacked. I feel like you've got Wes in the paintball. You've got two physical games if you count Zombie Dead Light Green Light. And then he's going to just hopefully redeem himself in Belly Flop. Probably not, though.
Probably not.
He kind of knows at this point. I just hope we've buried the West Rap. I don't
now,
think we're ever going to do
that. We're
bear.
Not going to mention the West Rap this time,
this
are
is
we?
The only time I ever want to mention it
I
on
feel
this
like,
podcast.
I feel like we're all going to be there at the Belly Flop going...
yeah.
Like, nobody does this. I don't want to say it.
Yeah.
My hope always is that he practices for an entire year on just some epic thing. And he just drops... Talks. Bars.
You know, he like every morning he wakes up, he looks in the mirror and he practices.
It would be so cool if he just like was getting lessons.
Just,
you know?
Oh my God.
Throws down some heavy bars.
Yeah,
well,
dude.
That would insinuate that we like did some psychological damage, which I hope isn't the case.
Oh, we absolutely did. Are you kidding me?
It's fine. It's all in fair, fun times.
We just railed into him on the Wild Wild West.
And no, and last year. Last year we railed. Last year,
that was rough.
We brought it up like 6 or 7 times.
In one episode.
Yeah, in one episode.
We should do like a redemption like song and music video.
Well, he better freaking bring it because he's on our team. He better bring it.
He'll bring it.
I feel like, yeah, we got some strong players, but then I feel like our strong players also have severe weaknesses like Wes and his belly flopping.
Name a Shane weakness.
Well, okay. His heart.
Okay.
How's Shane with movies?
He's actually pretty good.
Oh, he's probably pretty good.
Yeah, we're stacked then.
Yeah, you're stacked. It's unfair.
But we got Olivia.
You got Olivia. And she might have a cool moment.
And her strength is her heart.
I feel like Olivia's got an epic moment or MVP, probably more than we...
Yeah, that's true.
Actually
she's
true.
Got an MVP.
She's got two. Yeah. So, yeah, actually, she's kind of a... Okay.
Yeah, right. We're stacked, man.
But we can't go in with this mentality, Mari.
That's true.
Because that's how they're going to wreck us. We gotta keep believing we're
you're
the
right.
underdogs.
Stay humble, but
even
we're
though
stacked.
We're going to crush them.
Right. Crush.
Who do you think is going to get the two side trophies? Who do you think is going to get biggest fail, most epic moment?
Biggest fail will likely go to... Well, last year it went to Damien, right?
Yes.
On the balls?
Yes. Doing Mario.
Ooh, I have a prediction. Cool. I think it's going to be Keith, and I think he's going to mess up Dead Light Green Light.
Oh.
I think he's just not going to like...
cheat. Keith is going to cheat for sure.
He's either going to cheat and then fail miserably, or he's just going to make so much noise and he won't know like the rules or something.
That's fair. Biggest fail comes from the people that try too hard.
Yes.
They try too hard, and in that trying too hard, they fail. That doesn't strike me as a Keith thing.
My theory, so Lasercorn's got this streak thing going.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that because he really wants to keep it going, I think he's going to go a little try-hardy, and I think he's going to fuck up.
Yeah.
I think he's going to do something wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. He might. He's got in his head that he is unbeatable.
I don't think that's true. I need to check the wiki.
Yeah?
I don't think that's true.
I think it is true because I think we made it a thing last year.
Did
because
we?
Yeah. Wes has never won and Lasercorn has won every single one.
Right.
Also, living for his crop top.
Oh my God. Yeah. Let's hope that sticks. Yeah. But he's going to get a burn across his tummy after day two and be like, maybe I did wear a full t-shirt.
It's got to stick because he wants to have the streak on his belly.
He's just going to have a streak across his belly. It's
is that what it says on his belly? It says the streak?
Yeah. Ooh,
I thought it was the steak.
Yeah, I didn't.
You know what? I'm the one drawing it every day, so I'll write the steak one day.
On the last day, just put the steak.
Please, please.
Just like that'd an R so with funny. An arrow. Be like, oh, I forgot. Sorry.
Yes. Or the
look
yeah.
for the steak. One of the episodes.
Welcome to 107.9, the steak.
So he's my theory for biggest.
Okay.
Fan.
So then, most epic moment or most valuable? Epic moment. Who do you think is gonna take home an epic moment?
My dream of dreams is because Kimmy is new and she's kind of an underdog. We have zero expectations. I have no expectations. She told me when I asked her if she wanted to do this, she's like, "I never got to go to summer camp. I'm super competitive. I've always wanted to do something like this." And I'm like, that to me is like, well, I'm like, okay, and I like come like, okay, you're gonna do great. But like realistically, bar is very low, so she might crush it.
Oh, that would be. Awesome.
Because I hope she doesn't get biggest fail. Because that's a sad time. If you guest appearance in a thing and like everyone's like, you suck so bad we gave you a trophy. Like that's shitty. But I think that she'll have a good time. I think she may surprise us.
I didn't know she was hyper competitive. This should be interesting. We might see the evil side of Kimmy.
You might.
Because she's a very happy, bubbly person.
Yeah.
To see the other side, that'll be a treat.
I want Ian to get epic moment for actually nailing the no look.
We
crossbow.
Said he's not doing the no
I'm
look.
You shoot, know he's look, gonna do
look,
it.
I'm gonna shoot a PA with the
you
crossbow.
You are. You're gonna shoot Austin in the head and be like, well, that was the last time we ever did summer games.
I mean, I'll aim for a non-vital organ.
Thanks.
How about that?
You're not aiming. You're blindfolded.
No, but I'm really aiming. I'm that good, Matt.
Oh, my God.
Wait, we're blindfolded?
No, he wants to do the no look.
Oh, yeah. He's not blindfolded. He's just looking at the camera like, you know, like, ooh,
meow.
I need to watch.
Meow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be pawing at it.
Yeah.
So, guys, stick around. You can check out Smosh Summer Games on Smosh Pit and the Smosh Games channel.
Yep. Every Thursday, Friday.
Every Thursday, Friday. So make sure you subscribe to both those channels. It's going to be crazy.
Crazy.
And you got to watch every single episode to find out what happens. Stay up to date. Support your favorite team. By the way, you can get these shirts on Smosh.store right now. So if you're Team Toxicity, get in there. Get that shirt before it's too late.
Yep.
If you're Team Mushroom Clouts, you know, you
they
can
might get the
that
pity
too.
Vote. People might buy the shirts.
That's true. Everyone loves an underdog,
yeah.
And they're definitely the underdogs because we're gonna crush them.
I'm the ref. You
also,
guys realize that I could just say no and I could just let them win. You guys forget.
Okay. Well,
I'm the best.
I'll slip you a
20.
No, this is.
I'll slip you a 20. I'll pull a Lasercorn. I'll slip you a 20.
This is podcast neutrality.
All right.
So thank you guys so much. If you're not yet subscribed to the Smoshcast on any of the podcast things, I suggest you do that. The Smoshcast comes out on. Sorry, cut that out. Smoshcast comes out on Wednesday on audio. And if you want to look at our. Sorry, I'm burping at the end. I don't know what's up with this.
Happening?
In one job.
My body's like done. And if you want to check us out on YouTube and see our pretty faces, see our amazing wardrobe we're wearing right now, and see all the sweat that's caked all over us.
I'm not in costume.
You can check us out on the Smoshcast YouTube page. Make sure you're subscribed there. Leave us a like. Hit that bell button. We love you so much. Smosh.store. Show your support.
Do
for
it.
Your favorite team. Love you. And goodbye.
Bye,
and
guys.
Good luck to the rest of us, and hope we don't die of a heat stroke.
Smosh Summer Games!
The Apocalypse!
Apocalypse!
No!